The sky is a brilliant blue. Multitudinous, magnificent trees dot the gorgeous land, spreading across rolling hills until the foliage meets the vast plains. The plains soon meld into coasts, and marvelous snow-capped mountains complete the scene. This intricate landscape was methodically painted into the Constitution by the Founding Fathers. The Constitution is the fabric of America, and is a wondrous painting delineating a country which is free of tyrannical factions, harbors a limited federal government, and is painted on the landscape of freedom for all. The masterpiece effortlessly suited the backdrop of the late 1700s, and the painting saw few alterations. However, time ran its course, and the Constitution was not left unaltered. Soon, the once marvelous and timely painting was in dire need of restoration. The old model, envisioned by the Founding Fathers, simply could not account for modern advancements, and soon the country strayed away from its old ways. While freedom and liberty for all still remain, factions dominate the political landscape, and the federal government has expanded significantly. Color was soon to fade from the painting. Originally, the Founding Fathers believed that the new country was too large for the diverse population to effectively communicate with each other. This lack of communication, they argued, would create a political landscape in which there were no major factions vying for power. However, this old color palette faded away, and factions hastily emerged after George Washington left the White House. Furthermore, communication rapidly advanced due to technological innovations, expediting the growth of political parties. The vibrant political parties were fresh paint for the country, and soon found their way onto the canvas of the nation. Today, political parties still brighten the American political system, and they have served as a model for democracies around the world. After the colors, the landscape was next. Time forged new innovations, and these innovations reshaped the land. American ideals of hard work and determination built America up as the most advanced country in the world. However, superior technology coupled with an unparalleled economy forged a body too large for the old political landscape to control. This issue compounded during the Great Depression, during which the federal government was too weak to control the crashing economy. Despite honorable efforts by the states to curb the catastrophe, federal intervention was needed. At the worst point in the crisis, Franklin Delano Roosevelt took hold of the country and very quickly expanded federal power in order to better serve the people. His policies greatly extended federal control, and he pioneered dozens of organizations which redesigned and modernized the nation. While his changes were undoubtedly necessary, they reshaped America entirely. The landscape depicted in the Constitution was still noble and beautiful, but it was foreign to the modernized nation. FDR's policies painted new features into the land, ranging from grand skyscrapers to humble homes. Such changes modernized the Constitution and allowed for America to adapt to the new age. After time took its toll and FDR brought sweeping reform, the Constitution was a stranger to its old visage. New colors and landscaping depicted an entirely new painting that had no place in the 1700s. Moreover, the magnum opus of the Founding Fathers no longer resembled its former self. The Constitution has been amended 27 times, and many more informal changes have also occurred due to the process of judicial review. All of these myriad changes have been for the better. The United States of America did not start off as the greatest country in the world. It was a painstaking process, one filled with blood, sweat, and tears, which forged the country we live in today. Due to the sacrifices made by veterans, the strong will of the people, and the democratic process built by the forefathers, the Constitution was never truly a painting. Rather, it was a canvas. An incredible canvas on which the strongest nation has been meticulously painted over hundreds of years. A canvas which continues to adapt to the transient landscape of the greatest nation on earth.